Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Brown, bringing us back. 17 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, the multiple award-winning book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm sorry, I'm a little proud of that, the fact that we've won two awards for our book, and I just can't help talking about it. And I appreciate you letting me do that. We're excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's a long-time original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Please check them out. Please read what they have to say. Please see what they're up to. You know that they've got cred because Pete was invited to be one of the testifiers in front of the House Small Business Committee on taxation. So that tells you that they're pretty well thought of in the Washington D.C. area, and they work every day hard for you and me and our small businesses to try to hold back the tax challenges that we have, whether it be the rates or the compliance or whatever else is part of that. So I encourage you to find out more about them, and if you can, contribute something to them because they're working for you. Pete, thanks again for all the things that you and your team do for us.
Absolutely.
We went to the break. I was talking about the idiot that came up with the idea that the IRS could take on a whole new role, which was enforcing the takeover of 1/6 of the economy. I mean, it was a blithering idiot that came up with that idea. And you were telling us about something that came up in the testimony, I think, in the House committee.
Yes. Well, the IRS, of course, had so many tasks with Obamacare, having to take on an entirely new definition of income, in other words, household income, for being eligible to participate in the subsidies. That required a retooling of computers. The IRS had to interact with insurance companies on a whole new level, had to coordinate its systems with lots of other federal agencies, even the Department of Homeland Security. All of these things took a lot of time, effort, and money. They're still not done. There are a lot of incompletes, a lot of systems malfunctioning. And to see the complexity of the task that they had, you only have to visit the public website of the IRS that's dedicated to Obamacare, helping people understand the new law. We ended up going to every single information link on that web page, and we're talking about regulations, news releases, revenue rulings, and whatnot. We counted up all of the number of pages associated with those links, 3,322 pages of guidance on the public website of the IRS on Obamacare alone.
Wow.
Yeah. And imagine how many thousands more have already been printed or otherwise posted somewhere for the technical.
You know what, Pete? That's not taxation. That's not health care. That's abuse.
Yeah.
That's nothing less than abuse, is it?
Yeah. And it's costing a lot of time and money. We tend to think, when the IRS says we collect taxes for just a fraction of the cent on the dollar, our budget versus how much revenue we collect, this is a very efficient system. Well, that's because our tax system imposes the burden of compliance and collection, not on the government, but on the rest of us.
Right.
We have to self-report our income. We have to remit the taxes.
That's right.
Our employers have to withhold and send the payments. The total cost of this system each year that our foundation estimated in its current study is $233.8 billion. That's just the compliance cost of the federal income tax system.
Wow. Say that number again.
$233.8 billion with a B, dollars.
Wow.
Yes.
Think about how much Think about if we had a flat tax. Most of that money could go to back to the economy.
Exactly. It could be put to much more efficient uses, and so many people would be doing much more efficient things at the same time. You know, if you were to break down the 6.1 billion hours that we spend filling out the tax returns, business and personal side on the federal level, and that estimate, I think, is really low. That's just the government's estimate. But take them at their word. That is equivalent to a workforce of about 3 million people working full-time every year.
For a year,
That's an army of tax compliance people that's almost bigger than the U.S. armed forces.
What else was said? What else did you feel like? Well, did you feel like you accomplished anything with your testimony, you and whoever else testified? What did you think?
I think so, and not necessarily in solving the systemic problems of our tax laws. You know, we can always talk about the importance of cutting rates and simplification, but we talked a lot about mechanics. How do we get small businesses involved on the ground to do things like improve the content of tax notices and tax forms, make them more understandable? And we have processes right now, like the, for example, taxpayer advocacy panels that we need to get small businesses to participate in. We need to set up a four-year simplification process for the entire tax code. Every 4 years, we go through it line by line, kick out the
get
junk.
Get rid of stuff.
And
this is the problem with the government is we never get rid of anything. The only thing that they sundown are tax cuts. They never sundown tax increases or regulations.
That's right.
And I've said for a long time that we've got to start sundowning and eliminating things that don't apply anymore. But yet we don't do that. And so we continue to have to deal with it. We come back. We got more to come with our good friend Pete Sepp. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.